Hello, and welcome to Learn, Grow, Peak, a learner's podcast. We'll examine readworks.org today. During this digital divide and on World Reading Day, we wanted to take a moment to look at this literacy support system that has remote learning activities for families, educators, and students. Readworks.org is an actual literacy solution. It's a foundational program that will help educators and teachers assign reading to students along with comprehension, vocabulary, and writing exercises. I come to you from a medium-sized school district in Georgia. We have used ReadWorks as part of our planning this year to help raise literacy scores in grades 3, 4, and 5. It is a research-based component. 65% of all fourth graders in the United States cannot read, and 78% of all low-income children in fourth grade cannot read. That is a staggering number. This widely used reading curriculum and the materials are effective and will help deliver information and comprehension supports. The first thing that we'd like to do is to just discuss how it works. It is completely free. Teachers are able to sign in and get a teacher account, parent, or student login. The accounts can be linked to Google Classroom, and there is content, curriculum, and other tools from kindergarten to 12th grade. Teachers would sign up, and once they sign up, they click on to find content at the top of the screen, and they can explore topics, they can explore reading passages, or they have featured passages, which are assigned by grade level and by Lexile. The favorite tool that I love the most about ReadWorks is Article a Day. Article a Day is a simple routine and it transforms comprehension in just 10 simple minutes. Students read articles that are related to a particular subject or particular skill, and they read the articles for a week and simply are able to look at recurring themes, vocabulary, and comprehension needs can be addressed during that week. The other part that's amazing is the paired text. How paired text works is related passages with question sets build critical comprehension skills. And those paired passages come with tools that allow the students to make connections, compare and contrast, and identify patterns. And you also can use them for students who may have special or unique visual needs. You can highlight, you can change the text, and you can browse the passages. There are also featured paired texts that they pull out, and they try to make connections between the texts that students are able to use. Equity is an important component to reading, as through equity, that is the only way that we can effectively change and lower those percentages of students who are not able to read. We not only want to lower those percentage rates, but we would love to firm up the backbone of our country and of our world by creating good readers. There are other tools that are part of ReadWorks, ebooks, human voice audio, and step reads. And step reads work for differentiation and allow one particular student to have articles that have varied differentiation levels based on their needs. There are collections for language learners and challenge articles as well for students who are looking to increase engagement through enrichment. I encourage you, if you have not looked at ReadWorks, go on and log on to readworks.org and look at the new tools. Audio and video sets are part of the articles. So when a teacher assigns the student an article, they'll be able to look at the article, review a video, answer questions, and browse all on their own. This is an excellent way to help students master both fiction and nonfiction and poetry. My favorite parts of poetry are connecting them to the arts, connecting them to stories. What's your favorite part of reading? Good way to share your favorite part of reading is to go to ReadWorks, look through some articles, and assign articles to your students. The family accounts are also very effective, as many times parents may not realize that reading for pleasure has to be part of the instructional day, has to be part of the main framework for children. And equal access to quality reading material is at the forefront of our minds. As we drive instruction with technology, software, and resources like ReadWorks.org will become more and more important. As we ask our administrators and our politicians to help us have an equal eye on quality instruction, not only in the United States, but in the world, we will need to give them evidence. We will need to give them proof that it's important for our students not only to read every day, not only to read on grade level, but to have equitable access to materials. Join me in our stand to help create good people, not just good students. Thank you for joining this issue of Learn, Grow, Peak. I'm Maria Brown.